live, you may take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are free. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And still to come, an update on the anonymous, the hacktivists. Apparently, some of them have been busted, ostensibly, by the FBI. We'll give you details and an update on that situation. Mm-hmm. But first, we go to the phones and your thoughts. Nick is in Illinois on the amp lines. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
2 weeks ago, Derek asked me whether it should be okay to hand out information on so-called public property without having to ask permission if public property is going to exist at all. Even back when I was a Democrat, I understood public property as being shorthand for government property. The government owns and operates the property toward the service of the public and is owned by them only in the sense that they are allowed to petition the government to operate that public property differently. So the problem I see is that because it's a different meaning of the word own in the first place from what voluntarists understand, to even say, quote, if public property should exist, concedes the premise because, quote, if public property should exist is equivalent in our language to saying if the government owns the property. And according to voluntarist principles, if the government truly owns that property, then going on it without permission is trespass. The way I understand public property in voluntarist terms is the same as if the mafia stole protection money from you and then spent that money to build a new mafia indoctrination camp to train the next generation of mafia victims. So,
but
ethically speaking,
the mafia claims that you have the right to freedom to assemble and the right to freedom of speech. So how does the mafia manage to, make that work?
In practice, they don't, but if it were truly their property, then they can change their mind whenever they want. That's what ownership of the property means. So reneging on their agreement has no ethical implications, you might say. It's not a voluntarist crime to renege on an agreement, except through title transfer, as expressed by Stephen Kinsella's treatise on property rights that I can't remember the name of.
So I hear what you're saying, Nick in Illinois, is that if the government owns the property, they make the rules. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, that I follow.
And they can ignore the first set of rules, which is the Constitution, is what you're saying?
So maybe instead of handing out literature to these students and pretending like I have the freedom to peaceably assemble or have free speech, then perhaps I could be liberating these students or something, opening the windows and doors and saying, come on out, guys, you're free. No more mafia indoctrination camp.
All right, so
clearly some of them won't follow you.
So, ethically speaking, I think it falls under the same classification as the goods that a thief buys with stolen money. From there on, I don't know exactly what the best thing to do is because I don't spend a lot of time wondering how one divvies up rightful ownership of a thief's ill-gotten goods. But my instinct tells me that the best way to go about it would be for a market-based dispute resolution organization to render a judgment on the issue before we all start acting like we can do what we want with government-owned property.
Well, how would a market-based dispute resolution organization be able to have jurisdiction over government property?
Well, in order to do that, you have to get a critical mass of people and the Free State Project. That's the answer.
I see. So you're kind of talking into the future of, you know, what could happen if we get away from this monopoly governmental system that we currently have today.
So, Nick, I get where you're coming from. If the government was a private entity, that didn't claim that you had the right to peaceably assemble, because if you have the right to peaceably assemble, you must have the right to peaceably assemble
on government property.
Because they can't give the right to peaceably assemble elsewhere.
On private property.
Because they really don't have any jurisdiction over that. There shouldn't have any jurisdiction.
Right. You don't have the right to peaceably assemble in my backyard.
Don't have the right to peaceably assemble, say, they can decide where, and some places will honestly tell you, no, you cannot, you cannot pick it at the city hall. You cannot pick it at the courthouse. You cannot pick it anywhere. We will give you a place that you can pick it out in the freaking woods in a park. They really, really have done this. I mean, they have gone so far as to make a 3x3 box, spray painted on the ground in a wooded in the woods in a park, and that's where they say, okay, assemble here, speak here. And that really does undermine this silly document that they put together 250-something or so years ago, you know, called it the foundation of law, and, you know, people believed it. I certainly did for a period of time. You know, so I get where you're coming from, but, I mean, you know, there's they've got this paradox that they have to deal with.
I know. It is a paradox, and that's why I say the best thing to do is not buy into that paradigm at all by saying if public property should exist.
But don't we have to show people, Nick? Don't we have to say, hey?
Yes. Now, the issue that I have there is that, so from what I understand, is that when you do chalking or when you do, you know, you act like you own a piece of public property, mm-hmm. I feel like the message that you're really wanting to convey is that you're trying to get people riled up and getting people to understand that this public property concept doesn't work, because look, if I really own this property, then I should be able to do what I want on it. You don't like what I'm doing, so then maybe you should abolish the institution of public property in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know if I really come at it from that perspective. I mean, I think that's all true, but when I'm chalking, I just want to get a message out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel that way. You've answered my question from 2 weeks ago, Nick, in Illinois, about the freedom to hand out literature on government property, but my goal in doing that activism isn't to show that it's forbidden. I'm interested in getting liberty literature into the hands of young people.
Right.
So do you have any suggestions there? If I can't do it on government property, then how am I supposed to do this?
Well, you can, but then that brings into questions of you know, what are the consequences of that and how.
Well, we've already found out.
Really,
it's a trespass notice. Yeah. I mean, Derek and I are banned from the local high school, middle school.
Yeah. So, well, you've seen how that goes. I don't have that many answers, but I know that there's a lot more wrong ways to do it than right ones.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You know, we are continuing to do the middle school and high school outreach here, despite the fact that it is a relatively controversial form of
activism. With the students.
With controversial with the students, controversial within the liberty movement, controversial within the community.
Yeah, I just wonder whether you guys are just holding on because it seems like the right thing to do is to hold on, you know? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, when a bully, from my experience in school with bullies, the wrong thing to do is to cower to them and to, you know, show
who's
that...
Who's the bully?
The bully is the men with guns who came and detained me for being on government property handing out literature.
And that video is up, by the way.
Exercising my free speech.
I don't think we mentioned this last week because I think you put it up after you were on last week, but that video, the most recent school outreach video where what you were just describing, you were detained and prevented from leaving by these agents with the guns. That video is up at freekeen.com, also presume over at liveforyourdance.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's worth a watch. It's a really if you haven't seen the other ones, you should see the other three as well that we've done to get kind of a perspective, the full picture of what's gone on with these outreach programs that we've been doing. But it's particularly outrageous what happens.
Right,
in this one.
And since it's such a controversial statement or such a controversial type of activism, I've also included links to the raw footage, so you can see everything that happened. There's no editing tricks, so you can see for yourself whether or not you think what I'm doing should land me in a cage.
So there's been obviously a lot of critique about this sort of activism. It's just for listeners that maybe don't know what we're talking about. Derek Jay and myself and some other folks, including Kelly Voluntarius, one of the other bloggers at freekeen.com, have been going to local middle and high schools here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. Actually, it's been going on off and on for the last 2 or 3 years, that these sorts of middle and high school outreaches. And recently there's been a real cold reception at one of the schools, more so than the rest of them. And it seems like there's a crew of popular students that is sort of leading this charge against us.
Well, there are also announcements over their loudspeakers telling them not to receive this literature.
Really? All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And some people believe this is the wrong approach. But my question is, how do you approach young people? What's the best way? It's Free Talk Live.
Available now. 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
IMS! GMS! Take away everything you can get! Keep them on the hook with this immortal threat!
And they call it democracy.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.91.30. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.33.29, $8.66.64 for a half-ounce, or $4.33.32 for a quarter-ounce. That's $17.33.29, $8.66.64, and $4.33.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want, and the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. We've got archives. In fact, they go back for years. You can go all the way back to late 2006 and download as many as you would like, completely free, at freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been in a situation where, you know, you thought that you ought to take something to court and then you didn't because a lawyer is just so expensive, you should check out jurisdictionary.com. jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have attorneys or people that do have attorneys that need to check up on what their attorneys are doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to move the court, how to get evidence, you know, all these things that object. I mean, you know, and the grounds for objecting. If you don't know this stuff, you're fighting in the dark, and, you know, you're going to get run right over. Until you know those rules, that's what's going to happen. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts all over America. And, in fact, many places around the world that use the English common law system. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. This is what you should have learned in civics in high school, but they don't teach you this stuff there. Jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools for you on the website. When you buy, make sure that you use the pull-down menu at jurisdictionary.com to mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we've kind of gotten into it. Coming up, though, we're going to explain, or Derek J. is going to tell us about how Bender, a character from a cartoon, has apparently won an election. we'll get to the details on that here in a little bit. But we've gotten into a discussion about some of the activism that's been going on here with you and I, Derek J. Actually, we've been going out to the local schools and doing some outreach, flyering. We've got banners and, you know, waving at folks as they're getting out of school and trying to share with them the ideas of liberty, because I feel like, you know, I would have appreciated that if I were a young person. I would have appreciated a video on YouTube that makes the principal or allows the principal to show himself as a jackball in this particular case. He was very rude. He was obnoxious, in your face, and trying to make us sound like we were the bad guys, when in point of fact all we were doing was just offering some free information to young people as they were getting out of school.
But you were on school property.
That's right. I was on public, what I believe to be public
just
property
make
that
sure
I know for a fact
understand
that I paid for. Public property that I know for a fact that I paid for because I pay property taxes.
Right.
So I feel like if I pay for the property, I should be able to be there. So there's some, you know, sort of some critique about this, and it comes from kind of different perspectives. But one of them is that, you know, that we should be leaving these kids alone, especially, they say, the critics, at the middle school. And recently we were at the Keene Middle School. This is now, we're not quite yet banned from Keene Middle School. We've been told not to go on the campus, but they haven't issued us a no trespass order like they have at this other school. And the most recent video from this is the crossing guard video that you posted just a couple days ago, Derek J., over at freekeen.com. Also, Live Free Your Dance?
Yes, it's also at livefreeyourdance.com.
Livefreeyourdance.com. You don't want to miss this one because it's pretty amusing. And what's amusing about it is how she behaves. All you did was stand there with your video camera. You approached where she was, which was where you were going to be handing out information. So she just happened to be in the same place as you. It's not like you went there to harass her or anything like that. And you have a video camera with you for your protection. And as a member of the media, the supposedly free media, I think that you believe it's your right to record government officials to hold them accountable.
That's right.
In this case, you were simply recording, and you said hello in a very nice manner to this woman. And she turns around, yells at you, "No!" And she just comes straight at you with her stop sign and basically swings the stop sign at you and then proceeds to hit your camera with her hand, her other hand.
Jeez.
I saw all of this happen because I was on another part of the parking lot walking a different direction, but I happened to see this all go down. So I made a beeline for it and you know, began asking this lady questions about, you know, what does she think she's doing? I mean, she just assaulted Derek. And she says, "I don't care," as they tend to say up here with their New England accents. And she was unapologetic. She just didn't care because she probably knew she wouldn't get in trouble for it. But, of course, the critics are saying that we're picking on an old lady.
It's absurd to me that anyone could watch that video and say that I'm picking on her. I'm standing well out of this woman's path, and she comes at me swinging for saying hello. I suppose she had a problem with there being a camera, but she never mentioned that until after she was hitting me. So I don't know. I like to ask people's permission before I film if they're just a member of the public.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman happened to be wearing a badge that
That's
said
right.
Keene Police on it. And I know that it is my right to film public officials in public during the course of their official duties. And this woman is no exception. I think she should be held to a higher standard than any other member of the public because she wears that badge.
I tend to agree with you there, but the critics are saying that because she's an old lady and because she's a crossing guard, that what we did, the two of us, was completely out of line. We shouldn't have done any of those things. Shouldn't have recorded her, shouldn't have questioned her, should have just left her alone.
Well, then I don't know what to say to that except that she should contain the photons that bounce off of her face.
What's that mean?
Well, it means they wouldn't reach the lens of the camera, that's all. I mean, there's nothing she can do to help stop someone from filming out in public. I really don't think violence is the answer.
If she wanted to go work for the police department, and you know, we've activists all over the country have worked very hard to have the right to film the police inside of their duties. I don't see why a crossing guard was being filmed, but you didn't. I mean, tell me again. Now, you were not intending to film her, but what happened?
I was just there getting some B-roll. You know, I'd like to have, when I'm making my videos, some shots of the school, some shots of the school sign, maybe some kids walking away in a pack, and part of the B-roll was to have the crossing guard there. So I was getting about 5-10 seconds of footage, max. That's what all I was looking for. But I said hello in an attempt to be cordial. And
with a woman who has not been cordial in the past, she's been rude before.
Okay.
That's right.
So you had an expectation to some extent that was coming up, all right?
Well, I didn't have any expectation that violence was going to happen. I thought that maybe she would say, hey, I don't like you, or something like that.
Or I don't want to talk to you, or something.
Right.
Yeah, but no, she attacks you.
Yeah, and then in a revealing move, she, when her supervisor comes over, says, "Don't mention my name." So she clearly wanted to hide her identity.
I like the part where she said something like, "If I wanted to hurt you, I would have."
That's also pretty revealing.
She swung a stop sign at you.
Yeah.
Well, that's the tool that she's supposed to be using to keep kids safe, and instead she's using it as a tool to batter members of the public, the supposedly free media.
Which, by the way, I find pretty offensive, the idea that middle schoolers need a crossing guard in the first place. Really? You're 11, 12, 13 years old, and you can't cross the street without someone holding your hand or someone stopping the cars for you? Really?
Yeah. You know, 20, let's call it 40 or 50 years ago, these the same kids going to school would have been carrying guns,
right?
shooting food on the way to school.
You can't cross. I remember when I was a young child, one of the things my parents taught me very, very, they're very serious about this, was that when you come to a roadside, you look both ways and you do it at least twice. And, you know, that way you know for sure that it's safe to cross. I learned that at probably age 5. Or earlier. And we've got kids in middle school that they're being trained that they're just little babies and they need to have a crossing guard. I find that offensive. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you think? Is this wrong to film an elderly crossing guard?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A+ rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money making opportunities to your computer, either full or part time. If you're ready to make a change and start start earning money from home, go to incomeathome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome19.com. Incomeathome19.com. That's incomeathome19.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there, so enjoy those. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see them there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. Life yacht is the concept of a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. To be involved is all you need. It's $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. Go check them out at ericksoncouncil.com. It's ericksoncouncil.com. You can also go to freetalklive.com, and the banner's right there. It's got a little sailboat picture on it. ericksoncouncil.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are kind of reflecting on some recent developments in the continuing school outreach project that's been going on here in King, New Hampshire, where Derek Jay and I and some other activists have been out and about at various local schools, from the high school to the middle school, and getting a variety of reactions. Of course, many people look at this and they say that this is wrong, that you shouldn't be approaching people's children, that it's that you're trying to propagandize them, and yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But then again, they're getting 8 hours a day of propaganda from the government school. So why is it such a big deal when we're there once a month offering some information? That's apparently offensive to some people, but it's not offensive that the government's there indoctrinating them 8 hours a day, 5 days per week. So there's that point. And then in addition to that, some people are saying that it's just plain wrong to target young people at all. Like, you know, these people should be persona non grata. They should be off your radar. You shouldn't be attempting to reach them, period, because there's something creepy about it and there's something wrong with it.
Well, I can see, you know, in today's culture, people are really weird about kids. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, what I would say, what my critique is this isn't working. I mean, at one point you guys were, you know.
Define working.
Apparently, you're getting a lot of backlash from the people that you're trying to propagandize.
Some of the people,
not
that
all
we're
of them,
reaching
though.
Out to.
There have been positive comments as well, and I've like Ian. If I were in high school, I would want to be receiving this information. I wish I had back then. But you know, even if 500 of my classmates said, "I don't want you here," well, I still appreciate that they're here, and I still appreciate the information, so I
would
think it's
still
worth it.
If I were in that high school and I saw this going on, I'd want to know what that's all about. I would want to know why the popular kids think it's a bad idea.
Well, you know, I don't know who the popular kids are or anything like that, but
well,
it's,
we do.
You know, the goal here is to win hearts and minds. So if you've got most of the adults and most of the kids that, you know, this isn't working, maybe there's a better plan. Now, I've recommended to you guys to set up a tutoring program where you would have the opportunity to, you know, talk to these kids and get your ideas out, but you don't want anything to do with that. I mean, what could they say? You know, you got all kinds of accolades for participating in the nighttime watch operation.
They have a
graduation
event, project graduation.
Where
some liberty activists go and volunteer.
Trying to work within the school. I mean, they do have opportunities for.
Well, I have reached out to the local school, one of the high school at which we are not banned at this point, and have requested information regarding how to do counter recruiting on campus. So to bring adults on campus, preferably ones who've been in the military, to do some counter recruiting at the same time that the military guys have their table. And I think it'd be great if that ends up panning out. But prior to hearing that was even a possibility, I didn't know what to, you know, the best way to reach young people was. So I figured, well, let's go where we can reach the most of them in the shortest period of time. I mean, tutoring's a fine idea, but then you're only connecting with one person at a time in a tutoring situation. It's much more time intensive. And, you know, I don't know if I'm an expert at any of the topics that are being taught, so I don't know how, you know, effective of a tutor I would be in those cases. But, you know, in this case, this is literally hundreds of students in a 10 or 15 minute period as they go to the buses and get in their cars and they take off. It seems like one of the highest concentrations of numbers of people that you can possibly reach.
Are you just handing the same stuff out to them every
time?
No,
there's different things. And you know, obviously we've got banners that we can hold and signs that can be waved and things like that. But this is the perspective of the critics. And the critics I'm talking about are the ones within the liberty movement who are saying these things. And they're saying similar things to that. Well, people don't like what you're doing. Most people don't like it. And that's the thing, is I don't know if it's most people. And I don't know if it really matters if it's most people.
No, I don't think it matters at all. I mean, to Mark's point earlier, that I think it is working. And I pointed out the gun in the room when I was detained. For the kids who saw me get detained by two costumed people with guns, they got to see what happens when a person acts as if he's free. And I think that's worth it. I mean, I'm... Why not bring that?
Maybe it teaches
to
them
the
to it, it teaches them not to act like they're free.
Well, I think one of the things it did do for the more obedient children, it showed it was a real show. So what we're talking about is where Derek J was detained by the school buses. You can go to liveforyourdance.com and see the video. But essentially, they put on a show for all of the obedient students to show them, look, we're here. We're protecting you. We are the government. This is what we do. We're here to keep you safe. And from their perspective, from the perspective of the obedient children, the ones that lined up with their arms crossed, and they were saying to the other kids, remain respectfully silent. They were trying to discourage them from taking the information from you. But think about how that looked to that particular viewpoint. To them, it wasn't men with guns accosting an innocent person. To them, it was the good guys with guns coming to save them from the bad pedophile that had come on campus and was trying to ply them with propaganda.
Oh, gosh, that's so terrible that anyone could see it that way. I mean, one of the main students who was putting up a front was accusing me of being a pedophile and of possibly having a gun in my backpack.
Right.
And this is a man with whom I worked. I mean, this was an ex-coworker. You would think he would know better, you know? So I think this is
right. You thought
insane.
You had a better relationship with him.
Well,
apparently.
Last 2 weeks before that, I had given him a hug. So I think it's just crazy that people just
want
you to obey.
That the tide has turned against you guys.
I mean, I don't know what that shows. I know it shows
I know.
That someone
you keep
has
on saying that. Somebody, but you refuse to look at the evidence. Derek had a friend
but
with
a
whom
vocal
he
minority
worked called him a pedophile and claimed he had a gun in his backpack. I mean, that seems sounds
vocal,
to me like the well she is poisoned.
But
at what point are you going to take the evidence that the well is poisoned?
I don't know, Mark. I don't know. This
no,
is
just keep doing the same crap that isn't working.
They're
do
just,
it over and over again.
Studies.
Never stop doing the same crap that's not working.
They're just case studies.
Keep charging forward.
How can you
never, never stop?
These people are bullies. How do you
who's
respond?
Who's a bully?
The people who came and
they
threatened
just want
me
you
with
to leave
cage.
Them alone.
No. The people who came and threatened me with a cage are bullies. Now, what would you do if your son was confronted with bullies?
I don't know. If my son was confronted by a pedophile with a gun in his bag, I would want the pedophile with a gun in his bag to go the F away.
Ouch, Mark.
I'm just saying. That's what they think. You're thoroughly associated with a group of people that, just protested a month ago on a college campus, and they believe that there were, you know, guns hidden and all that other stuff. And sorry to tell you, there is a prejudice against gay people in this world. They believe that gay people are sick perverts. And so, I mean, man, you got it. They're smearing it all over you.
So am I supposed to show them they're right?
So
am
back
I
away.
Supposed to say that I just back
you know
down
what?
On...
Tell you what, get a tent, camp out on the front lawn, and take a crap in the drinking fountain. Do whatever you want.
Hey, no.
I'm telling you, you're not being successful. That's what I'm telling you. You
how do you measure
have
success?
Lost.
How do you measure success?
Is it okay to lose to a bully?
When your friend claims that you've got a gun in your bag and you're a pedophile, that's when you've
lost.
Well,
clearly he's not his friend.
Oh, now he's not your friend.
No, he never bothered to come talk to you about this, did he, before
no,
he
in,
made his,
in
his
fact,
decisions?
No, and in fact,
that's
after
because
I
the
was
pressure
detained,
where he is so
I
great.
I asked Derek a question.
Well, yeah, after I was detained, I said to this young man, let's have a conversation, and he walked away.
That's because the pressure where he is going to school is so great to hate you people that he doesn't have another choice. This is a person 2 weeks ago that gave you a hug, now is completely turned on you.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It tells me that there are some people within the school that don't like it, but it doesn't tell me anything more than that. What about the people that do appreciate it? Maybe they're just too afraid to say anything about it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Hey, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may go ahead and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you send in $3 a month. We take that money and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board as well to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Go get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. A quote from the Free Keen Facebook wall, where there's been quite a bit of controversy over the last month from various different high school and middle school students who've been posting their offense at what liberty activists, including myself and Derek J., have been doing at their school by handing out information in front of the school as they're getting out. So there's been a lot of outpouring of offense, a lot of people that are showing that they don't like it. But then a young man named Dustin writes, "I enjoy that people at my school are trying to fight against you guys. So if it's that much of a big deal, you guys did your job. You made people think. Support you or not, you made an impact. Very good," he says. And then there was another one.
Well, that's not exactly support. I mean, like this guy says, "I like it when people argue. Thank you for making it so that people argue."
Another one essentially said, and I wasn't able to find this one, pull it up during the break quickly enough, but another, to paraphrase it, another one simply said that he felt like it was half the school that was in favor and half the school that was against.
When was that?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, so this was a couple of weeks ago when Derek's friend gave him a hug at the school, is that right?
No, that had to
That's
have been a month ago
that.
Now, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, like...
When he gave me a hug, full disclosure, he said, "Oh, Derek, you got to stop doing this." So he was already against it, but he was, you know, he recognized me and was, you know, knew I was friendly enough to be able to give me a hug.
Well, you know, here's what I'm wondering is, I know that when people are wrong, the cognitive dissonance kicks in. Now remember, I could be wrong, and you could be wrong.
Okay.
There's a possibility that we could both be wrong, but it doesn't look like we could both be right. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what my position is not that you what you have to say is wrong or that you shouldn't be allowed to be there or that you're a bunch of perverts or anything like that. My position is it looks like the well is poisoned at this, school, and you need to try something different.
Okay.
Now, so people that are wrong often experience cognitive dissonance. Right?
Ian? Sure.
Okay.
They don't want to admit they're wrong.
What would cognitive dissonance look like in this circumstance?
It would look like Oh, wait, for me?
Yes, if you were wrong.
Oh, but, well, but wait a minute. We're not wrong.
That's what cognitive dissonance would look like, wouldn't it?
How could we be wrong? We pay for the taxes
no,
for
no,
the
no,
school,
no, 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 no,
so
I,
we can
I,
be
hold,
there
hold
handing
on.
Stuff out.
I didn't claim that you shouldn't be able to be on the property. I didn't claim... what my claim is, you poisoned the well... Continuing to poison the well isn't going to do anything for the advocation of peace, freedom, and liberty in this area.
That's a metaphor. So what do you mean literally?
I mean that a lot of the kids at this school believe that you are uncool, bad to hang out with, that you are pariahs, that you are bad, that you know that,
that sure,
you are some
that.
Negative.
That's all true.
The vast majority.
Not that I am a pariah, but that,
the vast majority.
We don't know what the percentages are.
And what does it matter what the majority or the minority thinks? I'm more interested in getting liberty literature into the hands of young people. That's all that's my goal.
Right, is it working anymore?
Why?
How do you know that?
No, I asked you. Is it working anymore?
Yeah, some people still take the
How much is some? You get to say some all the time. Well, as a percentage, how many of the kids tell you, roll up that little pamphlet, stick it straight up your rectum, you stinking old pervert?
You were a bully when you were a kid. I can tell
I was the average kid. I got bullied and I bullied. Most kids do.
So what do you do when you're faced with a bully?
Who's bullying you, Derek?
The police! The people
the
who...
The police are not bullying you, Derek. You're going on to a freaking
public property.
Middle school campus.
So I walk onto government property, and then they tell me I'm not allowed to be there. What's the deal?
Look,
they're bullying me by threatening me with a cage for being where... on a property which I pay for.
Right, okay. And you want to talk about
cognitive
dissonance.
Let me handle this for just a second. If you're talking about a percentage of the pop, everybody owns this school, not just you. So therefore, we need some kind of system to decide how that property is administered. You have the vast majority. I'm speculating here because you have no information to the contrary that a vast majority of the population either A, doesn't care, or B, thinks you should stay the hell off of that property. So therefore, you do not have the vast majority, I'm just telling you.
Who cares? I don't believe majority should rule.
That's what a poisoned well looks
like. I don't believe majority should rule. I want to do what Derek is talking about and get the information out to as many people as possible so it can reach the right people. Because not everybody's in the right
place. That think you're a nasty old pervert.
Not everybody is in the right place at the right time to receive this information. They may not be in the right point of their developmental process, the right point of maturity to accept these ideas, to understand these ideas, and I accept that. So if it's only the case that 10 or 20% of the people at the school get excited about the things that we're talking about, I still consider that a success because it would be 10 or 20% that would have come across the ideas of liberty sooner rather than later on in their life.
To work in a vacuum, though. When, as you get 10 or 20% of these ideas of liberty out to some people, and you know as well as I do, the vast majority of people who are rank libertarian on the Nolan chart do nothing with that information. So this 10 or 20%, the most of them, 90-something percent of them, won't do anything with that information.
Well,
they don't care.
Wait,
I'm not done. And at the same time, everybody else hates you, and they're willing to do things like stand in a human chain to keep you from moving. I mean, for God's sakes, the civil disobedient people are getting civil disobedience out of the school. I mean, this is how much they hate you.
I don't mind being hated, though. I mean, I really don't. What's the big deal? Okay, so you hate me for what I do. But am I hurting anyone?
Of course they're going to hate someone.
Am I... anything?
You were supposed to give them the government to hate, but you did the opposite. You turned them
but
into
statists.
But
they love the government. I mean, they love
Who
their principle.
Who says that? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who's they? How do you get to make these statements?
I've gone to the Free Keen Facebook page, and I've read what they've written. They love their principle. These are the obedient kids.
Leave them alone.
No, I'm not bothering them. I'm just offering information. So,
thanks.
I mean, they want to call it harassing.
Giving Free Staters a good name.
Let's go to Kelly, listening in Philadelphia. Kelly, you've been out at these school outreaches. I mean, what do you think of what Mark's saying here tonight?
Well, I disagree with Mark, Ian. I think that the school outreach is very positive outreach. I mean, I stand behind the actions that I have taken at the schools, and I think, you know, when I was in high school, it would have made like all the difference in the world to me to get this sort of information. And
You can answer for these guys. What does failure look like? I mean, if you get into an operation, if you get into an operation, whether it's a business or a marriage or a relationship or whatever it is you do in life, you need to know a few things. And one of the things you need to know is what does failure look like so that I can stop doing what's bad and start doing what's good?
I don't know, Mark. Failure to me is stepping off of my principles.
What's the principle here?
Because of public opinion or because somebody tells me that I'm wrong. I believe that I'm right. I believe in my actions, and therefore I totally intend to continue doing the school outreach.
So. Boom! You can do it. I don't care. No, I have not been burned.
He just got branded. Owned. PWN by Kelly.
If you keep... look, go ahead and burn some flags in Central Square, you GD radicals. I mean, we've been down this road before, and this road results in what you guys have. It results in being hassled.
You always go by what people tell you they think, Mark. So what's the percentage that would make it okay for you? Like, if 50% were against it, would you keep doing it? If 40% were against it, if 30%, like...
Against what?
Against whatever action you're doing.
Statement.
Whatever the... let's say you were doing school outreach. If you did, you know, could somehow determine what the population thought about it, which obviously we can't do, but if you could somehow take a quick survey and figure out that 30% of the school was opposed to what you're doing, what would you do?
30% was opposed?
Yeah, 30%.
I think, I don't know. 30% seems like it's kind of low.
Hey, let's put it in the terms that Mark would know is sales. I mean, what's a success and failure rate? Sometimes you can be successful in just 3%.
Oh, yeah, usually if you're calling, you
and that's still success.
How many activists have you made so far? Zero.
That's difficult to quantify.
No, you have zero activists.
What do you mean zero activists?
One of the students over at Keene High is putting together her own event on Friday, and I'm very proud of her.
Did you reach her with this information, Kelly?
Yeah.
We met her in a kind of a different manner.
Yeah,
so
that's
hang on. More coming up here in a moment.
Something
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're always licking your thumb, sticking it up in the wind, trying to figure out which way the wind blows. You're like a politician, Mark. You don't have principles. More coming up here. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next.
Tourette's.
This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.